Merci.
Thank you. I also have a number of follow-up questions to ask. And I would agree with my colleagues, and I would request you to provide more precise, specific answers, because for the time being, things are quite vague to me vis-à-vis the information that we are expecting. The first question, you have said that the guideline 826 on procedural laws for minors who have committed an offence has been transposed. And I would like to know what this has changed specifically in Greek legislation to tie this in with the European Council guidelines on justice for children. You've also already mentioned that the use of this in access to justice and the implementation of the rights of the child in the legal system. I would like to know how these guidelines have been applied and implemented and how they have brought about changes to the Greek legislation and the practices of the various bodies. These guidelines are very specific and precise. They're not major rhetorical or theoretical principles, but they are much more practical in nature. I'd like to ask now about how the rights of the child who are deprived of their liberty are communicated to the children. You've explained that they receive the regulations and that they have a possibility to keep them with them during their time in detention. But what type of communication form is in place? Is it adapted to the children? Has it been worked on with children deprived of their freedom themselves? Because we know that these are complicated regulations for children to understand who is under stress in a situation whereby they find written text difficult. Generally speaking, the information doesn't get to them, therefore. Greek legislation states that there is a minimum age for the deprivation of liberty of a child, which is set at the age of 15. Is this information accurate? Are there any exceptions to that principle? And a sub-question on this now. What happens to children under the age of 15? A couple of questions now on children who are victims of violence. You mentioned the establishment of officers who react to domestic violence cases. I haven't really understood this structure, this establishment. Could you provide further details on that, please? Similarly, on the issue of corporal punishment, you have explained that you've tried to incorporate this into Greek legislation, and you've tried to incorporate the complete prohibition of corporal punishment. But what I have seen is that the main consequence of intrafamily violence is parental authority, and I would ask if there are other measures that could be adopted which are less radical. I had asked about campaigns that have been launched to raise awareness amongst the population when it comes to domestic violence. And I don't think that I heard an answer to that question. To come back to children's houses, this was set up by a law in 2017. In the documentation provided to us, I didn't find any information about how they operate specifically. I've understood that there's only one children's house that was set up in Athens since 2017. I would say that this is quite a lengthy process, therefore, and I have no information about measures taken to develop the approach, the budgets granted, and the number of people who benefit from these type of houses. So for the time being, this is a theoretical principle which is just set out in paper, really. Turning now to children who are forced to begging in the streets, you had pointed out that you have reacted to that situation. What approach has been adopted? Is this a criminal approach vis-a-vis the perpetrators who may be the parents? So how do you react in terms of the parents who use children to engage in begging? Or do you take a societal approach because the fact of entering into begging is an element which highlights an extremely problematic situation vis-a-vis the family context and very often the legal context in terms of being allowed to remain in the country. I'll stop there so that I don't speak at further length, but I would like to have very specific answers to the questions asked, and I would like you to